podcast arise.
I wanna dive into the future. 共に行こうさ。明日も今日も僕たちの旅は続く。
Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 35 of Lost in Translation Mon. I'm May.
And I'm Jay.
And this time we watched Aim for the Nine Gods, Aplyama 470 Elections.
Which is not a title that makes you think this will be a good episode.
Mm.
So, good on them for making it pretty good.
Yeah, good on them for until maybe the last 5 minutes.
It was just yeah.
The fight, I said this during the fight, and I guess we should get into it later on, but I may as well say it now, is that I said, if this fight is good, this will be the best episode of Atmon.
I still don't think that's true.
No, if they did the same sort of Atmon fight as, all right, we will Google how do I fix a calculator.
Okay, you see, I don't think that's quite as good, because the Cameron 1 episode is still really amazing. So it would have been up there. It would have been really good.
Yeah, it would have been at least, you know, top three of the episodes.
Okay, so we just go through.
We'll go through stuff our favorites, we like. Yeah.
So stuff we like. I think I like the election idea by itself.
Mm.
It's cute. I mean, it sounds like a filler concept, but it sounds like they're going to be doing more with that, so that's great. Then we've got just Eri being great, just working really hard. And you keep thinking, oh, you know, she'll maybe take a shortcut or she'll burn out or something. But no, her work ethic is so strong, she just does everything.
Yeah, and that's good. And it's not like, it's done in a way that it is reasonable and it doesn't make her seem like not a person.
Because she gets tired still.
Yeah, she still gets tired. She gets exhausted. And Astra says, hey, dude, you're killing yourself. And she says, no, but I have to. And it, you know, it's showing that she's not, you know, doing this impossible thing. She's still struggling with it. But it's just sort of, it's sort of realistic in the way she's doing it. Like, she's still succumbing to exhaustion.
My favorite part is when she asks Astra to be on his videos, because that's exposure she wants. And he gives her the 10 ghost chili curry thing. First of all, he goes, this is the ghost chili spicy bun or whatever. And he goes, it's impossible to finish one. She's going to eat 10. And it's just, it's clearly a huge joke that he's messing with her.
Yep.
Then she takes a bite of the first one and she's like, it's really good.
Yeah, she says, it's spicy, but it's still good.
Because to be popular, she'll push through everything.
Mm. She'll push through probably immense pain. And then we get the caught up man who eats one and dies.
So the only
basically
problem with this, the plot hole this arises, is he's watching the video as he does it. That means that he bought it before he saw the video?
Yes.
Why?
Or maybe they made a post about it, like on Twitter or something, saying, hey, we're going to be doing this ghost pepper thing.
Yeah, so that moved really fast, but whatever. What I really appreciate is the theme of the whole episode, which is she will do anything to win as long as it's legit. Like,
yeah.
She could just win. She's presented with the ability to just win, and then she refuses, which is sick, despite the lengths she will go to win.
Mm. And then we get a bit of backstory in that she's trying to make her mum happy, and her mum is basically raising her by herself.
Well, we've got to be honest, it's a bit late for this.
Yeah, I know, but it's really cute.
Yeah, I just mean, like, it would mean more if she'd told us about this mother earlier.
Mm. Yeah, no, I see the point, and we have that a lot in Digimon, where we're like, well, this is explanation that we could have had 20 episodes ago. And I believe we had that complaint in Tamers as well, is that we found out all about Juri's tragic backstory only as it was relevant. And maybe it becomes more relevant later on in as Atmon continues.
I bet it doesn't.
I hope it does, because I really like Eri, and this episode made me like her more. I was kind of getting a bit bored with Eri.
Motivations don't become more relevant.
Mm.
They're only relevant because of what they motivate you to do, which she's already been doing.
Mm.
You're just learning a thing.
Mm. No, that is fair, but I still felt that it was very fun. And I really like the fact that Astra's kind of a kind boy. And he's saying, yeah, you should. I mean, he does sort of say, hey, do this thing that said that it's impossible to do. But then, you know, he doesn't want to push her anymore. And she says, no, but I have to. And then she explains why. And he's like, all right.
So I'm going to headcanon this slightly, because she, like, asked to be in the video, and he's like, I think you might be using me. I'm not really on board with this. And she goes, I'll do anything. And he gives this face, like, anything? And I make a couple of pretty crass jokes when that happened.
Mm.
Not going to go into them now. But what I think, and then he doesn't extract any favors from her. And it occurs to me that he probably had this idea of this hyper spicy bun thing for a long time, but was too afraid to do it himself.
Well, that might actually be the case, because he said he's done the previous one and he had them on hand.
So now he's like, I can just make someone else do it.
Yeah, so maybe this is his chance to say, okay, all the things that I couldn't do because I'm too scared to do, I'll get Eri to do it and I'll still get lots of views.
And they break a record of like how many views he's had on one thing.
Mm.
He has 3 million subscribers and he's never broken 1 million views.
That's completely realistic. There are lots of channels that have like tons of subscribers, but millions of subscribers, but only usually get about 500,000 per views per video.
I know, from regular videos, I get that.
Yeah.
But the best video on most channels, I feel like the number matches around where the subscriber base is, because the way you get a massive influx, not everyone who watches the video is a subscriber.
Mm.
And often that's not the case, especially for videos that go viral and stuff, which is his job.
Mm.
His whole thing is to make viral videos. So it's the numbers are interesting. And but that said, it's hard for me to gauge. One of the things I've begun to notice in pieces of fiction is when the person who's writing it clearly doesn't know how doesn't have a great grasp on how the numbers work in certain situations. Like, so that someone's like, it was really, really, like, it was absurdly expensive. There was an insane amount of money, like a mind-boggling amount of money. $2,000.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, sure. You got it. That makes sense.
Mm. See, another thing I like is that since we're watching Frontier for the main podcast at the moment, is that every week I forget how much it's nice to actually like the characters. Because I watched Digimon Frontier this morning. I usually watch the first two episodes in the morning on Sunday.
Where you just tolerate the characters.
Yeah, and I'm just like, oh, I guess the characters are okay, but they don't have any growth, they don't have any development, we don't really know much about the characters besides they're there. Some characters are put on an unequal footing of, you know, we have the two main characters, and then everyone else doesn't really get their time in the limelight as much.
They have about the depth of a glass of water.
Yeah, and Haru isn't really in this episode. Gatchmon's really in this episode. Like, we have lots of Gatchmon talking, but Haru's just sort of there, not doing much, and that's fine. And it's like in the Coachmon Eri episode, where Haru does not really say much except for when Coachmon says, I'm actually Leviathan's henchman, and Eri said, that doesn't matter. And Haru's like, saying, no, that does. I'm pretty sure.
The best line in that mod.
I think that we should rate that episode higher than it was, because I'm just remembering that episode with such a love and adoration. I'm pretty sure we did not rate it as high as it should have been, because it's just, it's so good. And it's nice when you look at something and just you enjoy it and you're not sort of trying to see the positives. Like in Frontier, I always try to see the positives. But in Atmon, I don't really have to look that hard. And every episode, you know, I'll have a complaint, but it'll be a pretty minor complaint. And the large amount of the episode, I'll enjoy. Like the positives usually outweighing the negatives, except for a few episodes in Atmon, but they've been outliers. And even then, in the negative episodes where we say this wasn't very good, there's still bits that made us smile. There are bits that made us both laugh, even Jay. And that's sort of the difference between Frontier and Atmon.
But they're very, very dissimilar shows. Yeah. The two best parts about this episode, I think, were how it defied expectations. Step one, in that it was legitimately very, very surprising when they were doing the ranking.
Yeah.
And they pull up the person who everyone said is going to be guaranteed number one. And they pull her up at number two. And you go, oh, God, Aries won number one. She did. And all the characters are surprised. And we were surprised.
Yeah, but the thing is, we actually had a vocal reaction to it. And when was the last time in Digimon you had like a reaction of, yay, oh, she did it, oh, she that's, did it.
It's never that.
Yeah, but you had that. You did.
I legitimately thought, oh, you know, her strategy worked out. And it didn't. You know, it was cheating. And that's the next thing, is that the bad guy, Atmon, and you knew the moment she pointed at the election app, you know, there's going to be an Atmon dealing with it.
But it wasn't that.
And I said, yeah. Well, I mean, to an extent, it wasn't the election app itself, but there was some screwery going on. And I did say, the moment someone points you an app in this show, it's episode 35, the kids should say, we should make sure that app doesn't get messed with.
Yeah.
But whatever. They're all stupid because they're young. It's fine. The calculator app that does mess around with it, messes around with it for the most interesting reason possible, which is he really likes Eri and wants her to win.
Yes.
He has the L virus on him, but he's not evil in a
In a general sort of malicious sense.
Oh, in a I hate the protagonist because they're protagonist sense.
Or he's not trying to go around ruining, like, you know, everyone's life. Like, he's not inconveniencing people. And that seems to be a lot of what the L-Virus does, is it inconveniences people. Except for the train Atmon, which wanted, it was not only inconvenienced people, it almost killed some people.
Yeah. Whereas this guy was just like, I really like this one person and I would like to see good things happen for them. And we're like, we agree. However, the methodology you're going about it isn't right.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other kids, the kids never have the conversation, you know, maybe we should just let Eri win. No, they're like, well, we're principled kids and we're going to go fight this guy regardless. So go put the results back. They have a big fight, which we'll discuss because that's another positive until the end. And Eri shows up and goes, I know that I should want to win, but I don't want to win like this.
Yeah, and she was surprised. She says, well, that's not right. Like, she
I'm not good enough for this
but
yet.
But there wasn't even a second where she was happy. She just said straight away, like, that's not right.
If this had happened before episode 10, like, just early in the season, I would have said that, like, it's weird she didn't have that conversation or discussion. But I think this late in the show, we know what her character is, and this is in line with that.
Yeah, we know she is pure, and that's the thing. She will have a pure and honorable punch.
Yeah, that was on her campaign poster.
And that's so sweet, and it's so much like her. And Haru even says, that's perfect for you. And she says, yeah, it is, isn't it?
And so the fight itself, we have Calculamon, who his whole thing is he messes with the numbers in a fight. So he goes, oh, your power level is 1,000. Well, I'm going to divide it by 1,000. Now your power level is 1.
Yes.
So you can't really hurt me. Which is
very overpowered.
The most overpowered thing in the world. He goes, oh, what's my power level? 220. Well, if I multiply it, I'm 72,000 now. He's literally, this is what I'm going to go back to JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, which is how you know I know this. This is how I know that this was a good episode. Because I compare it to a good show.
When you start talking about JoJo, though, you do that quite a lot.
I do it for V-Tamer.
Yeah, you do it for V-Tamer.
Which is good.
Yeah.
So the thing with JoJo is that there are a lot of bad guys with powers that you say, those are the most broken, unfair things in the world. Like, I can't believe that could exist and not just instantly slay all the good guys. And those are really fair judgments, except that the whatever chapter has those bad guys in it, just directly and very effectively establishes how stupid that villain is. Like, they tell you, like, no, he'd be the most powerful ever if he wasn't a huge moron. And that's what Calculamon is. He's, like, a huge idiot. And, we can go to negatives, because the only real negative comes now.
Yes, and it's the power of love, again, which I think I've mentioned my thoughts on winning with the power of love a few times, is that it's emotional when they do it once or twice.
You do it as the last episode.
Yes.
you persona ending it, because always the persona endings are like that.
Yeah, it's like, oh, well, I was defeated by, you know, by your strength, but I will, you know, endure it with my friends and, you know, my relationships with people and the power of love. But I don't know, it's just, they seem to be pulling it out whenever they can't really see a way of an ending. Okay, there's two things they do. And yeah, since we're onto negatives, they do the two things that I hate in what we've seen of Atmon so far, is that when you have a character who they can't really find a way of, you know, beating easily, like if they've made an overpowering character, and that's what Calculamon is, he's very overpowered. And what they seem to be doing is, okay, first up, we'll have the power of love, and that'll defeat them. And if that doesn't work, we'll do Offmon, we'll do the system down.
Look,
and they do both.
The Offmon one is fine. That's just what he does. Yeah. And I'm totally on board with that. Because they don't defeat him. They just turn off the damage he did. But the power level is a problem. Where they say, your power level is minuscule. It's like 0.5 and you can't do anything. And Dokumon just says, no, I love her so much that my power is infinite. And then the screen agrees. It's really lame, and I came up with an idea when we were watching, which was the easiest thing ever, which is, okay, fine, your power level's really low, so you can't punch this guy, but if he doka-doka rushes with just his index fingers on both, and just presses all the buttons, he can set his power to infinite.
I was surprised they didn't do that, because when I first saw him, I was like, well, that's going to be how he beats him. He just starts tapping away on the things, and that would be his weakness, is that he kind of still is covered with buttons. There are no way to shield the buttons.
Also, you could have had Eri controlling him with the big controller, which she never does anymore.
I was expecting that, because I've been missing that, because it was that sort of interaction between the human and the partner Atmon.
And it's frustrating, because there's a lot of episodes of this where the power of love, whatever, is your solution, is only because there was no answer. This one had such an easy, entertaining answer.
What I thought was going to be was something to do with his punches, about how they're, it maybe might only work on, like, special attacks, but if you just punch, it's using your force.
I would have been fine if they had one little explanation, which is, my punches might be 0.25 power now instead of 900, but I love Eri so much, fine, you can save our love. And I throw so many punches because of the Doka Doka Rush that if you add them all together, it equals, you know, something absurd number. And he wins and he goes, now that's math. Or just like...
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Just have it be that Dokumon outsmarts him somehow. Mm. No, it's, I'm really strong because I like this girl who I might be dating. We don't really know.
Yeah.
It's just, it's easily the worst part of this episode because there's so many ways it could have been more interesting.
Yeah, and considering the whole episode was very enjoyable, and to just, these the last few minutes were just such a sort of, oh, power of love again, I guess.
And I found the ending pretty disappointing, because what they're trying to do is they're trying to make you interested in the next episode of, oh, what rank did Eri actually get? But they were scrolling through rankings at the end, and they could have just told you. And Eri was like, no, that's about the rank I should be, but it's confusing.
See, I kind of liked when we first found out what ranking she is, and until then we always thought, oh, she must be the top one, right?
No, I never thought that.
No, we thought that she was quite high up.
I thought of 470, she'd be in the top 100.
Yeah, but she's turns not. Out that she's just dead center in the middle. That's why she's the center of the universe. That was cute. That's I like that. Very
cute idea. I thought she'd end up in the top 50 or something in this episode, but they don't say. And I'm sure she'll rank higher.
Maybe it's because it doesn't matter.
No, it does. I mean, like it matters from a storytelling perspective. Yeah,
like she said one day she wants to overtake Izumi and all the other idols, but she's not up there. She basically just became an idol quite recently.
Yeah.
Like, I'd say maybe within the last year.
That interaction was very funny. I'm going to be number one. Well, Izumi's never not been number one. All right. I want to be top three. The other two are also amazing and also have not shifted for years. Top 10? Yeah, that's really not happening.
Number one.
Fine, number one. We can do it.
Yeah, and she's so cute because, like, but at the same time, she doesn't, like, she loves Izumi. Like, she has that sort of...
It's a senpai.
Respect. Yeah, it's sort of like a senpai relationship, and that's why she got into being an idol, because she met her and realized that's what she wants to be, and when she went to her audition, seeing her gave her the hope to be an idol and to jump on the table and say, I'm the center of the universe.
Otherwise, I don't think there's any miscellaneous bits to discuss. I think we've hit all the notes here.
Yeah, so favorite character? I really like
Eri. It's gotta be Eri.
Yeah, Eri's like great. The main... Oh, Astro was good.
He was fine, but it was she was easily the favorite because she walked in and it was just like, I'm going to win legit. Mm. And Dokumon has this whole little speech of like, you don't actually care about Eri here. You want your feelings.
Yeah, and that was really nice. And the good thing is the character who is the episode is centered around should be your favorite character in the episode.
Should be. And sucked when Astro was the center and you're like, I hate him.
Yeah, and now we love him now, so it's fine. It's a shame that those episodes couldn't have been better and we, you know, the character didn't immediately come out as strong as he is now. But, you know, at least he warmed on us, right?
Yeah.
Well, maybe he was meant to be annoying to start with and now we love him. Yeah, I don't know.
He's definitely annoying by design to an extent.
Do we have any miscellaneous bits?
I just said we don't.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we covered basically this episode. I like this episode. I'll just move on to my ranking. Jay says I ranked this higher than I should have.
Probably.
I put it between the fifth Apley Driver and the future is all visible, the mysterious fortune-telling Telamon.
I did say when you got to this point of whether it be this 30 or more episodes, it's just going to be really hard to keep track. And because your memory of the other ones is slipping.
Mm. So that's number 8.
Number 8.
Yeah. And I liked it. It was good. It was a good episode. I'm looking forward to seeing more. I have heard amazing things about episode 36. I believe it was AR Pulver from System Restore, who does lots of Atmon reviews and other Digimon reviews. And I believe it was he that said that not only is the next episode the best episode of Atmon, it's also the best episode in Digimon, like one of the best episodes in Digimon overall.
That is a...
That's high praise.
That is a strong statement.
Yeah, so hopefully it's not going to be a sort of, letdown. Like, there was a Deep Web episode.
The Deep Web episode, everyone said, that's amazing. It's some stuff goes down. It's amazing. And it just nothing was interesting.
I mean, I thought it was okay. I think it was overhyped, though, which is sad.
It was just the reveal of, oh, by the way, maybe your brother's in a different form. And that was stuff going down. Nothing went down.
Yeah, I haven't heard any explicit spoilers, but I am in a Discord channel with a bunch of other Digimon good ruck. Fans, and it was just full of people saying, can we talk about the new episode? Because, oh my god.
And you're like, please no.
Yeah, I'm like, so presumably the next episode's good. I don't know anything about it. I don't know what the thing is that is apparently so good. Apparently just the episode's good. So I guess we'll watch that next time. So that episode is called The Conclusion of the General Election, The Hand of the Devil Approaching to Eri.
It's not.
Yeah, so that's a rough translation, I guess. So basically,
the hands of evil close in on Eri.
Yeah, we're basically going to make Atmon great again, hopefully. But that's what I'm hoping, because, come on, please, can we finally dethrone episode 4? Like, please? Please? Please, guys? Please? Episode 4 was great, but I really would like to see that not be number 1 anymore. Because we're, 32 episodes later, my maths is terrible. So you can email us at lostintranslationmon@gmail.com, or you can comment on this episode or message us on SoundCloud. You can follow us on @translationmon on Twitter, and you can find us on Lost in Translationmon on Instagram, Tumblr, Facebook, and YouTube. We have a discussion thread on With the Will and a Reddit thread in the Atmon subreddit, and we'd really appreciate it if you review us on iTunes, Stitcher, whatever podcast listening thing that you use. And we have a website, and you can check out our Apply ranking, and you can message us if you think I'm wrong, because I'm sure people have differing opinions to my ranking. So you can also see upcoming episodes on our website if you click on the Calendarmon. You can donate to our Patreon, which is linked in the description, and on our website. And you can start from as little as $1 a month, which gets you access to our listener Slack chat groups, but high levels get you things like exclusive notes, information, early and unedited episode recordings, the ability to suggest discussion topics, Skype calls with May and Jay, and more.
And thank you to our current Patreon supporters, Sam Krieger, who hosts a podcast called The Moncast, which talks about Pokemon and Digimon, Stevie, who is Stevie Padmon on Tumblr and is currently taking commissions, Wu Qinglong, who you can find at twitch.tv/WuChinglong, Metal Mamemon, Joe, Anime Guy, who is Anime Guy Kurosaki and the number one on YouTube, Penguin Mage, Chakmon, Ishbobamba, Hiro Alato, who is Hiro Alato on Twitter, Jason Morosky, Ryuchi, who is Frost Miragic on Archive of Our Own, Stephen Reeves, who is at Wildwing64 on Twitter, Kaidawashi, Mac, Noam, Riku, Red and Garen from Breakfast with Digimon, which is another Digimon podcast you can find on SoundCloud, Chisai, who you can follow at Chisai236 on Tumblr, Corey, Kyle, The Lady Bugman, whose anime blog you can find at baguburagu.wordpress.com, Small Wolfie, who is on Topastic as Small Wolfie and has a comic called An Eden of Melancholy, Tom, Glitch Goat, Azure McCool, Nicholas, and Matthew.
You can also make a one-off donation on PayPal, which you found linked in the description. It's paypal.me/erdramon. And make sure to subscribe to the podcast. We'll see you guys next time. Bye.